Praise God. I would like to say tonight that I feel the temperature way up here. And it's the Holy Ghost fire, Brother Helton. Somebody's been in their prayer closet. Somebody's been seeking the face of God. And I want to commend the church tonight. Amen. For being on their knees. And I can see the effects here tonight. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Tonight, if you could, I just feel like giving the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. That'd be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, I love my Lord.
Yes.
I love Jesus.
Yes.
He loves me.
Amen.
We've got a great relationship. Tonight, may I say, if that relationship is cold, if it's indifferent, if you feel unconcerned about the condition of your heart or soul, could I encourage you to make that relationship renewed tonight? To make that relationship with Jesus Christ. Put your commitment on the altar. Lord, here I am. Lord, here's my life. I'm 21 years old. I've got a long life if God would give it to me and if the Lord should tarry. But I've committed my life to Him at this young age. I want to encourage you as young people tonight. I'm a simple preacher. Have simple words. But there is a deep message in the cross that Christ has made so plain and so simple to meet through salvation. Salvation is not, I think sometimes we make it more complicated than it really is. But tonight Christ came to give you life and life more abundantly. And I appreciate God for that tonight. Could you turn with me to Hosea chapter number 6? The Lord doesn't always speak to me in so special ways. But tonight before service, as I was in prayer, God spoke to me in a special way for you. God would like to fulfill His promise for you tonight. Amen. Hosea chapter 6, verse number 1. Again, as we're turning there, I'd like to say I appreciate Brother Helton, your pastor, and this opportunity and the offering. May God richly bless you. Hosea chapter 6. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn and He will heal us. He hath smitten and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us, and the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning. And He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain, unto the earth." Tonight, I would like to break down these scriptures in verses 1 through number 3, and just kind of give you some background for this message. First, the Bible says, Hosea was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel, and he prophesied unto them concerning the coming captivity that they would undergo due to their sin. And as they begin to, as time passes, Hosea, speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he refers the words of the people that perhaps have been put into captivity, looking ahead in the spiritual realm, and the souls of Israel say, "Come and let us return unto the Lord."
Yes.
Amen. If you'll be alright, I may not need this mic tonight. Got a large voice. It says, "Come and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn and He will heal us." Hosea prophesied these words between, it's approximated 750 BC and 715 BC, before the time of Christ. And this was possibly the prophecies, Brother Helton, of this man of God to the children of Israel, that they would return to their native land. and that they would be placed back into the heartland that God had intended for them to dwell in and to be participators of His promises. And here the prophet is crying and saying, as the people would say, come and let us return unto the Lord. Now the Bible goes on to say, for He hath torn and He will heal us. He hath smitten and He will bind us up. No doubt that the prophet was speaking of, in verse number 2, the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the coming Messiah. For in verse number 2 he says, after 2 days will He revive us. In the third day He will raise us up and we shall live in His sight. You see, the Lord sometimes works in ways that we don't understand. And like a surgeon and like a doctor who must cut open his patient to remove the infectious diseases, sometimes the Lord has to cut us open. And that painful process that I've experienced and I've had to go through in order for God to remove the imperfections of my life. And He is still constantly, daily, removing the imperfections of my life and of my ability, trying to increase my ability in His kingdom. And just like a patient who has to wait on the doctor to do the finished work, the Bible said that the Lord, He has torn us. But look what it says. It says, He will heal us. He will heal us. Forgive me if I'm at a slow pace at the beginning, for in due time we'll catch up. Bible goes on to say that He has smitten, brother, but He will bind us up. Just like my father, as a young child, may have to correct me, pull off his belt and spank me, and correct me and put me in order. Sometimes we don't understand why God works the way that He does. But sometimes He corrects us. And I, as God began to deal with my heart about this message, there are some of you that are here today that feel torn and feel broken and feel accused by others. Feel there's something in your life that you're struggling with. And you don't know me, I don't know you. But I'm glad we know the same Savior. I'm glad we know the same Jesus. And the Holy Ghost being my helper tonight, like to relate to you the message of God wants to heal you. Simply, God wants to heal you. Verse number 2, that the Bible says, after 2 days, He will revive us. This was speaking of the soon recovery. Not a distant recovery, but a soon recovery. Of a upcoming and very immediate recovery of the hearts and lives of these people of Israel who had went through the mill. They had went through captivity. They had been taken in bondage. They had been chained to one another. They had been dragged to a foreign country in a foreign land, not knowing what God had in plan. And your life, you feel like you don't understand what God has planned. May I say that this tearing process, that this oppression process, this is a time for God to get you to the place where He can heal you. And tonight, at the end of this message, God dealt with me that He wanted to heal you. And He told me in prayer that He would heal you tonight. If you would stand up at the end of this message and stand before God and say, Lord, these things that I'm battling with, that I'm struggling with, that are a problem in my life, whether it be emotional, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, the Lord told me that He wants to heal you tonight.
Come on.
Now, He doesn't always speak to me in such a plain voice. But for some other reason, God spoke to me this afternoon and told me to have you stand up at the end of this message and that He would heal you. This is not my words. I'm not going to lay a hand on you. But the Lord will do the work. Mm-hmm. I have confidence in Him. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at some elders tonight that obtained a good report.
Yes.
Amen, brother and sister Helton, who I hold in high regard since I've known them. They have obtained a good report by their faith in God.
Amen.
And tonight, faith is hope. Hope in God to fulfill His promises.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a gift of faith that the Lord provides unto His people. And this is a faith that comes on you when the Holy Ghost gets in the arrangements. When the Holy Ghost gets on the scene, He comes down on top of you and gives you a faith
Amen.
That fulfills the very thing in His Word that He said.
That's right.
For He said in one place, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee.
Amen.
And tonight my Lord Jesus wanted me to tell you how much He loves you, how much He appreciates
Amen.
You, how much He cares for
yes.
you, and that it is the children's bread to receive healing in their bodies.
Amen.
It is the children's bread. Amen. Pastor, if you don't mind me coming around the pulpit here. Amen. It is the children's bread to be healed in your mind, to be healed in your body, and to be healed in your soul. You see, there's nothing wrong with you. You ask the question, Lord, there's something wrong with me. I'm not thinking straight. I'm battling things with my mind. But tonight, the Lord said tonight, He told me that He will heal you. And here, in verse number 2, Hosea says, after 2 days, He will revive us, brother. He will revive us. The Spirit of God began to deal and quicken my heart. This could mean 3 things. Number 1, it could mean possibly the return of the kingdom of Israel back to the northern country. Number 2, it could mean, and I really strongly believe it means, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But number 3, I ask the question to the church tonight, could not it be that God will raise up the church powerfully, immediately before His coming? Could it not be that we are approaching the third day and we are approaching the soon coming? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When God will take forth His bride, amen, to meet them in the middle of the air. I'm trying to live every day the best that I know how. For we know not the day, we know not the hour, but we do know the season. For He said, as a fig tree, when she brings forth, amen, her buds, you do know that figs are at hand. And so also, Brother Helton, I am fully convinced, Pastor, that we are in the immediate, soon revival, amen, of a powerful move of God for His church before the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, before the bridegroom comes, He prepares His bride. He sends forth, amen, arrangements. He sends forth gifts. He sends forth promises. Say, I will come, but before I do, I will send you, amen, things to prove to you that I am coming again. And I am convinced tonight, amen, children of God, saints of God, loved ones and friends, I am convinced that Jesus Christ will give gifts unto His church, amen, before the soon immediate return of Jesus Christ to prove that He is coming again. Amen. If you believe He's coming very, very soon, amen, I'd just like to say, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen. You see, the Bible says in one place, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And tonight I say, Lord, let it be. Would you send forth your healing touch unto your people tonight? I call you. I call the elders. I call the saints of God. I call the young people. I call my generation. You're my generation, friend. Amen. You're my generation. And God's going to send our generation a mighty move of the Holy Ghost power. And I've experienced it tonight because we have anchors. We have anchors that have stood. Amen. They have prayed. They have sought the face of God. And they've been determined to see a breakthrough of the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I just feel like praising Him tonight. Amen. Could you praise Him just a moment? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to remind you, I'm going to give you some time to think about it, but at the end of this message, if there's something in your life that you want God to heal, I'm going to ask you to take the step. You're not even going to have to come up here, but God dealt with me to stand up right wherever you are, in your pew, in the back to the pulpit. Amen. From the overflow, amen, to the main sanctuary. Amen. I feel like tonight we're in an overflow of the Holy Ghost, brother. Amen. He's already moved to the overflow. He's already moved from the east to the west, from the north to the south. And he will move on you and give you the strength of a young man. Woo! He'll give you the strength of a young man. Brother, would you walk with me just a while? He's going to give you that strength of a young man. One minute, brother. Come on, hallelujah. After 2 days, I will revive you. After 2 days, I will revive you. I love you tonight. And my words cannot explain how much Jesus loves you. Wants to embrace you. Wants to have a... He wants to be Lord. Also wants to be Savior. You see, there are many of us... Amen, forgive me for slowing down. There are many of us who want Jesus as Savior. They want Him to save us from our sins. We want Him to save us from hell and from the fire that awaits the unbeliever. And rightfully so. But Jesus can never be our Savior until He's also our Lord. Until we're willing to submit to our Creator. You see, He created you. He knew you before you were born. He had a plan for your individual life from the foundation of the world. When God stood out of nowhere and spoke nothing into existence. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the same God. He made something out of nothing when He saved my life. I'm just a little skinny preacher. Amen. From Centerville, Indiana. But my Jesus made something out of nothing when He touched my life. And I feel like tonight He wants to make something out of nothing. You feel like there's a nobody inside. You're struggling with mental and there's nothing wrong with you. But it's that mental struggle that we all face. That stress of daily life. But Jesus wants to make something out of nothing in your life. And may I say, saints of God, that there is a reward for the faithful and the patient. I'd like to tell, forgive me, but what's the name of this church? Linwood Faith Tabernacle. Linwood Faith Tabernacle. I'd like to tell Linwood Faith Tabernacle. Healing is on the way. Healing is on the way. In the third day, He will raise us up. And we shall live in His sight. Hallelujah. I don't know. Now, Jesus died in approximately 33 B.C. on the cross. We're here at 2008. I don't know. We're almost 2,000 years from His death. He will raise up the church. He will raise up men of God before His return that is so at the door. He will rise and send His bride's gifts before He returns. And these gifts are waiting at the threshold of heaven. One person said they saw heaven. They seen a room full of gifts on the shelves. And Christ is waiting to beckon His angels and send them to the saints. Do you desire to do something for God? Have confidence that you do. And Gabriel, I know God will give you one of them gifts. He wants to give you one of them gifts. He wants to give you one of them gifts. All the young ladies, He wants to give you one of them gifts to prove that He's returning for His bride. Oh, hallelujah. I appreciate your reverence to the Spirit, to the presence of God. He shows me what kind of man Brother Helton is. It proves to me His faithfulness. Now I must move on. The Bible goes on to say in verse number 3, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. What it means by that, if we follow in faith, if we follow in patience, God will prove to us His promises. I'm looking at some folks that have been faithful. So bear with me just a little bit longer. The Bible says that His going forth is prepared as the morning. Every morning I wake up before the sunrise, I expect the sun to rise. And so also, amen, I told you I'm a simple preacher. And so also will Christ surely arise. The Bible said in one place, He will arise with healing in His wings. And so also, we look forward to the day. It seems almost as if I can see the brinks of streaming lights on the horizon. It looks just like the sun's about to rise. And I say again, I said it at a church, I think it was 2 weeks ago, but He is going to arise with healing in His wings for His church. Hallelujah. Now also concerning the sunrise, if you get up before it, before there's even a brink of light, it is, as I've heard said, the darkest time of the day. The darkest time of the day. And also I've heard say, and I've been up early in the morning, going to work and so forth, it is the quietest. Can I say that before Jesus returns, it will be the darkest, it will be the quietest, but then He will rise with healing in His wings. Amen. Moving on. Can you not agree with me, those? I'm only 21, as I said. Can you not agree with me, you that are above 50? That this is the darkest time America has seen? I'm sure you can agree with me on that. But I say because it's the darkest time, it's also the closest time to a mighty revival among the true and faithful. And the Bible says, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning. And He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Oh, Jesus, help me tonight. The latter rain is that rain that comes in the fall. It is that rain that prepares the earth for seed. I feel like some of that rain, I know in Acts Peter said, this is that is spoken of by the prophet Joel. We have lived in the last days since the time of the pouring out of the Holy Ghost. But I also know, I strongly believe that that was a latter rain. But there are two distinct rains that the Bible makes mention here. That He makes mention of the latter rain and He makes mention of the former rain. Now the latter rain comes in the fall, but the former rain comes in the spring. Amen. Right before summer arises. Right before it gets really warm and really comfortable. Amen. For us as human beings. And I'm going to say tonight that so also we are getting ready for the former rain. Amen. We are in the midst of the former rain. Amen. As it is that Christ is getting us ready for a grand summer vacation in glory land. Wonderful day. Some wonderful day. He's getting us ready. We're in the springtime and He's getting us ready for an eternal summer vacation. I believe we'll be doing things in heaven I believe that we'll be doing work, amen, in heaven, but it won't be suffering work. It'll be a joy unto our Lord. Amen. Some of us, like probably me, I like to get on a guitar and get on a golden piano and play my praises to my Savior. Other of us, we may like to decorate the banqueting halls. Amen. Throughout the kingdom of heaven. My dear mother had a dream one time. She dreamed going through heaven and decorating the banqueting halls, preparing them for the feast. Amen. I'm telling you that there is a table prepared in heaven that when He returns, the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. Don't you want to go to that marriage supper? Don't you want to meet Jesus in the air? And can I encourage you tonight to let Him heal you, let Him fill you, let Him sustain you, let Him bring you to that place of comfort and peace in your hearts and in your minds. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like to turn to Luke chapter 10. Pastor, forgive me, I'm trying to hurry. Luke chapter 10. Verse 35. It's a very familiar story concerning the Samaritan man. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that shewed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. God meant what He said, and He said what He meant. And when He said to show mercy on these, one place the Bible says that God prefers mercy over sacrifice. He said to the Pharisees who accused Him for eating with the publicans and sinners that mercy is above sacrifice. What He meant by this is showing mercy to others. Having compassion on your neighbor is much more important than false worship in the house of God. But it does not diminish worship. And by no means would God ever diminish worship. So what He was meaning was mercy is much more important than worship. In conclusion, Zephaniah chapter number 3. Verse number 17. The Bible says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee, he is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. It was a story told of a woman. I don't really know this woman, but her name is Adelina Patty. She went to the post office. And the way the story goes is she had told the post office that to keep her mail until she returned home. So she went away and came back. And when she returned, Pastor, these folks could not understand really who she was. So she tried to present some things to say, I need my mail back, and the post office man would not give her her mail. Finally, she began to sing, and folks gathered around and realized who she was. In far comparison from whoever this woman is, and from far comparison from the singing of this world, there is a song that is so beautiful, and it is the song of Jesus over His beloved church. It is the song of the Savior over His own. And in Romans chapter 9, verse number 25, dear Jesus, have your way, God. Romans chapter 9, verse 25. As He saith also in Osee, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. You feel broken tonight? God wants to do a work. He's about ready to finish this short work that he's doing before his return. The story is also told of a cathedral in England, and in the back of the church, similar to this beautiful glass decoration, there was the portraying of the Old and New Testament characters. And it was said that this beautiful piece of art was made out of the broken pieces of glass that another artist would not use. Tonight, Jesus wants to make a beautiful piece of art, a beautiful decoration in heaven out of your life tonight. So in conclusion, I'm done tonight. Thank you for your attention to the Word of God. I'm going to ask you to do what I had prepared you for earlier. Don't know who you are. Don't know where you come from. Jesus said, I will heal them. Tonight I'm going to ask you, would you stand for Jesus? If there's something in your body, or in your mind, or in your soul that God wants to heal, I'll turn this over to your pastor. Amen. Just like to say a short prayer tonight over you in the name of Jesus. Would you pray with me, saints? In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to do the work in these souls, in these bodies, in these minds, in these lives. Prepare us, oh God, for your coming. Let us love you with a sincere love that shucks off all the things of this world, puts everything aside and clings to you, oh Lord. And let, oh, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal these tonight that have stood. They have taken your word. They have believed your word. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm not laying a hand on them. I am not doing anything, but Lord, you are doing that work. You are doing that healing touch. You are performing that act tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I proclaim victory over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Could you praise him tonight? Amen. May God bless you in a rich way. May God strengthen you and encourage you as a church. May you be blessed on and on and on. May God richly bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.